Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Inspire Before We Expire podcast. I am your host, Terrell Sumter. Guys, I'm very grateful, thankful, and blessed to see another day that's never a promise. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into today's show, I just want you guys to reflect on your week. As I know that we're coming to a close of the summer, but I hope your summer been nothing but amazing to you and your family. Also, guys, I want you guys to close your eyes and just really visualize, where do you see yourself in the next 3 to 6 months? But I also want you to take time to also just think about those. And I wanted to send my sincere love and condolences and prayers out to those who was just recently impacted by mass shootings, you know, and these things are happening all across the world. So I wanted to send my love and my prayers and condolences out to the families of those victims. They're knowing that tomorrow is never promised, guys. So we are here to inspire before we expire. So if you can really just say something positive and just make one person smile today, that counts. Honestly, I just want you guys to know, and ladies, that you are not on this journey alone. And I wanted to really share something with you all. Despite challenges, despite the obstacles, despite what you may go through right now, it's only temporary. The man above would allow you to go through what you go through, but you can grow through it as well. So ladies and gentlemen, as we get into today's show, I wanted to introduce you guys. It's a second time on the show. Oh man, I really love her energy. I love what she brings to a community, honestly. You know, and last time we spoke, we shared so much and everything about, you know, about her background as being a nutrition expert, a TV expert, just bestseller author, just all around natural born leader. And today we're going to talk about her father, who she wanted to really speak on today as well, along with some more health tips, strategies to helping you really live a life long. So guys, I wanted to share that Miss Julie Danilek is back on the show with us today. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Well, today, thank you. I just love the name of your podcast. It's so exceptional. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for creating a podcast about how you can inspire and pay it forward before we expire. It's just such an amazing frame for us to dance and to have this great conversation. So today I really want to focus on helping people look already at their longevity. How do we make it to 100? And how my dad is an amazing example of somebody who truly put in what we call the four pillars of longevity, and how when you put in these four pillars, how you feel fantastic and have a much higher chance of making it to 100. So I often ask when I start my lectures, who here wants to live to 100? And I am shocked that not everyone puts their hand up. And the reason why people are scared to live to 100 is they're scared of losing their memory, they're scared of having physical pain. So they're kind of like, I don't know if I need to live to 100, but what if we could live to 100 knowing that we're pain-free and knowing that we have our memories and that we're really smart? Then of course we all want to live a long time, of course. So that's why we really want to focus on the four pillars of longevity, and we'll totally jump into that. But the reason why I wanted to give a shout out to my dad is because recently he had a health scare. He was actually had to go to hospital, and we realized that he had shortness of breath, he had trouble breathing. He ended up a day after going into the hospital having some chest pain, and so the doctors were very concerned that he most likely had a heart attack. And when they went and explored, they realized, oh my, he actually has some blood clots in his lungs, otherwise known as a pulmonary embolism, which can be very deadly. So, wow, we all went into red alert, and we were all around his bedside, and I really got attuned to we could lose him. And that's when I really got very, very clear of how extraordinary this man is and how the contribution that he's made to our lives has really, it could almost not be repaid. So he had like all of his kids, all of his grandkids at the foot of his bed, praying for him, hoping that he'll live through this. And that's what I really want to bring up as the first pillar of longevity. It turns out when you have a good family network, when you have a good friendship network, because a lot of times if we've lost family members, we may want to lean into our friends to create our new family. We want to have that tight family and friend circle, because that dramatically improves your longevity. When you go into hospital, you need advocates. For example, there was a time when they wanted to do a procedure, and by checking in with them and saying, hey, is it possible that we check in and make sure he needs that? They actually paid attention, and being an advocate for your loved one in the hospital can be very important. And also just being there, making sure they eat well, like know that he never ate any of the hospital food. We made sure to bring in his food that was extremely nutrient dense so that he could heal faster, was such an amazing thing. So if you can have that tight family circle, know that that's been proven to dramatically improve the length and the quality of your life. So if you're someone who's sort of out of touch with family, or somebody who's lost family members, then let's look for you to find a new tribe and really bond with new friends to create your family and make sure that you're tight and you're there for one another. So that's my big first jump into the pillars of longevity. Family and friends are everything. It really helps you live long. Next up is nutrition. We talked about that piling in the nutrition. If you have a healthcare crisis, you want to bring in soups that are super nutritious. You want to bring in like applesauce spiked with omega-3. You want to have some wonderful, easy to digest options, sugar-free Jell-O that doesn't have any dye in it that you would make with real gelatin. Those are wonderful choices. Handmade granola, having easily cut up fruit salad that's easy for them to eat. All of those choices can be an amazing thing. And beyond just being in a healthcare crisis, remember, as we have 7 to 10 veggies and 3 fruits every day, that's how most people make it to 100. It turns out the greatest thing that they look at in all the longevity zones, so the longevity zones known as the blue zones all around the planet, are Japan, Italy, Greece, Costa Rica, and California. And in those 5 areas of longevity around the globe, they all have a really high amount of good quality produce going into them. And a lot of people are like, oh, but you know, fancy food is so expensive. But if we strip it out and think really basic, glass-packed apple juice or just applesauce, and throwing in some boosters like ground flaxseed. There's a really great way to make a pudding that is super cheap, because flaxseed's only $3 a pound and applesauce is really cheap. So having those easy items on hand, then even if you live in what we call the food desert, because some people are living in an area where they don't have good quality produce, we can add in boosters to pre-made food that actually help to make you strong and healthy. I should let you speak. I'm just like, today.
You're amazing. I love it. Keep it going. You got it.
Okay. Well, I do want to speak to the produce items that really help people are making sure, can they have some chopped up red pepper? Because that's exceptionally high in vitamin C. So if you've had a heart scare, vitamin C is extremely good for your healing. If you've had any sort of surgery or operation, having vitamin C foods, whether that be citrus, you know, having some lemon in your water, having some lovely chopped up citrus fruit, or having your wonderful red peppers, those are a really high source of vitamin C. And vitamin C reduces your cortisol, your stress hormones, but also helps to repair your tissues. So it helps to repair your arteries. It helps to repair. Vitamin C is really good for repairing your collagen. So if they've cut into you, that's a wonderful thing to net together your tissue so that you heal up faster. So everyone should have extra vitamin C in their life. So, and also the green foods in your life, all the wonderful produce, if you look at it and it's green, it pretty much has B vitamins. And you probably remember what B vitamins are good for. They fight your stress. And everyone who's going through anything around a hospital or anything in their life, really, it can be stressful. So green foods really help with that. And one of the cheaper, easier green foods that most people like is baby spinach. And that's one of the easy boosters that you can add to stuff. You can throw it in a smoothie. You can make a really fast salad with it. And that's one thing I have to say that people found really funny. It was like we were on a long picnic. People would walk in and they were noticing that we were actually making a salad right at his bedside. And they thought that was very peculiar, but we were like, no, we do this all the time. We are always eating food on the go because I'm either on a plane, a train, on stage, and I have to bring the portable health food with me because when you're trying to function at a high level 12 hours a day, there's really no room for you feeling off. So if you want to feel great all the time, double down on the good produce items for sure.
I love it. Thank you so much for your energy once again. I just can always just listen to you just, you know, because you learned that you study, you implemented into your life to be this amazing, magnificent leader you are today in the nutrition field. You're more than welcome. And I just wanted to touch back. What's a valuable lesson you learned from your father in life and also when it comes to health?
One thing that my dad really shows by example, the way he works, he always does it with you. So you don't feel like he's bossing you around. He's actually right in there with you. And the second you participate, he's reinforcing that. And he's saying, thank you for joining me today. Let's really enjoy this. So he'll often sing a song like, put your shoulder to the wheel, drag the wagon up the hill and march along, march along. Like, it's just amazing to work alongside a person that's that positive. You can't help, it's infectious to want to work alongside him because he's so enthusiastic. So I have to say that's one of the greatest things that he gave me, is he really showed me that work is important. And I know you know this from your podcast, having a purpose in your life grounds you and gives back so much love and happiness, because when we have purpose, when we pay it forward, when we're a contribution to other people, it takes us out of our own negative self-talk. We don't have time to go into, when we're being a contribution, because in that sharing and in that love, we touch down to our true nature. And that is really what my dad has done. I really have to applaud him, for every day is a new day. He always says, you know, it's a brand new day. You can reinvent yourself. What are we going to do with today? And that's why I'm so grateful that we have more days with him. Because, I really want to see him live well into his 90s. I know his great-grandparents did, and that it's possible for him because he's a real thriver and a real positive, strong person. So I know this is just a blip in his journey, and thank you so much for that opportunity to give him a positive shout-out.
Absolutely. You're more than welcome. Honestly, I just think that's something big, you know, as we really touch on, just this is something actually new to the show, and that's what I love about you, that you bring something completely different, and sharing a lot about your father and knowing when he listened to it, he's just gonna smile, because you know we get two parents, you know, and when I was younger, I lost my mother, you know, at a very young age and everything of that nature, and it took me a long time to get through that process and through that grief. But I believe when you have those parents, you have to cherish them, you know, honestly, no matter what. And, you know, we all grow into being these people, you know, that we are desired to be, that we always looked upon to be from when we was younger. And I think it's amazing, Julia, what you're doing for your family and just, you know, just carrying your family name strong, you know, honestly, and sharing it within the family and moving as a force. And I just wanted to ask, you know, what really continue to keep you, you know, just what really drives you the most to continue to be that person who continues to keep her family together in business and life and health and everything else, you know, like if you could share that with those who may just need that advice at the moment.
I think I just want to say how when I've moved from a place where I had loneliness or boredom or despair, I really understand that how to snap myself out of it, how to change my state really quickly, is to take the focus off my needs and to move to a place of how can I be loving contribution in the world. And the second I made that shift back to connection, then I remember that I have a connection to a higher source. And I love that you start every podcast with that. We have to remember there's a higher source, And when we really give, we are a conduit for that positive, loving energy that comes from God. And so that's been so helpful. So they really talk about in the four pillars of longevity that when you have a connection and when you believe in the higher purpose and that higher connection, you do live longer and you do live a more positive and happy life. So I try to bring that into everything I do. And I feel so lucky that my job is consistently about improving the quality of people's lives. So if someone feels like their job, they feel stuck in their job, or they feel like their job really is a negative job, maybe they could take cues from you and say, like, how could I start a hobby that will become my new job and move slowly out of the situation they're in into something that they're choosing? So when you're in choice and on purpose is when your health really thrives, because they've actually measured, and people's cortisol and people's health, their heart health, really can go down if they feel hopeless around their job. So it's important if you feel frustrated or helpless around your job that you recreate yourself. And that's why people in our generation have 2, 3, 4 careers within their lifespan instead of just one career. So never feel stuck. Feel like you're just pausing and looking for the next great opportunity and really jump on it when it comes, because that can be a massive piece to your happiness.
And when you were going through, like, you know, just going through that, the stressful times, how do you overcome, you know? Because I just think it's important for those who may just feel like you said they're stuck at the moment and just don't overcome. So I believe you'll be like the right person to really share some powerful information.
Well, as a nutritionist, I want to focus on the fact that I actually have a profound intolerance to cane sugar. And cane sugar causes neuroinflammation, that causes anxiety, that causes attention deficit disorder, that causes real anger issues. And every study I see rolling in, whether it be with children who are actually serving out juvenile detention within that system, when they move them to a natural diet and get them off of cane sugar, their negative aggressive behavior goes down. And when a child is put on a natural diet that's free of a lot of the inflammatory choices or really strong allergy foods like white flour and white sugar, 64% of children respond with having improved ability to focus and learn. And if a child can focus and learn, they're going to have an amazing opportunity at a better career. So really take that on as an adult too. I know I was just bringing up a children's statistic, but you can change your state at any point in your life. You know, I think to one of my great students right now, her name is Sherry, and she came to me riddled with pain in her whole body. She had rheumatoid arthritis. She had osteoporosis. She had heart stents. She had everything that could pretty much go wrong had gone wrong. And within 6 months of working together, she had lost 50 pounds. Her pain was reduced. She was back in the game. She was super positive. Her skin was glowing. So know that it really doesn't matter what age you are. It is never too late to embrace these beautiful anti-inflammatory foods. And if there's one thing to start with, because I know people always say, oh gosh, there's too much. Where do I start? Just get off of white sugar. Because white sugar will create internal anxiety. It'll create confusion. It will potentiate in the future getting dementia. It'll really cause a lot of anger and frustration because it causes so much brain inflammation. We just want to move away from white sugar. And if you want just one little leap so you don't have to get off sweet, just moving from white sugar to honey has been shown with studies to help with reducing that anxiety. So, you know, there's an easy tip, but there's also some really lovely sweeteners that are coming out that are zero calorie. So if you need to go low calorie to help balance your weight, one of my favorite ones is actually monk fruit. It's a brand new sweetener that's out on the market. It's very popular. You can find it in health food stores or online. And it's delicious. It has no aftertaste. And it doesn't have any of the harmful side effects of aspartame or sucralose. It's not an artificial sweetener. It's completely natural. It's a fruit from Asia that's 200 times sweeter than sugar. So you don't need very much for it to be very sweet. And just making that little switch, you'll notice a really big difference in your body.
All right. So people, you hear that? Get rid of white sugar. No more
Get off the pop. Oh my goodness. People drink their calories and one pop has 9 teaspoons of white refined sugar in it. Or corn syrup, which is even worse.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm always learning something new from you. So as you speak on, like, really, you know, as you say, you know, there's people that came to you and was at a space where they were stressed out and they was going through these different mental illnesses and things, and you've seen them really just overcoming, not overnight, but within time. And you touch on that because, you know, it's important for people to really understand and to know that you can never rush the process, but you have to trust the process and not get stuck in it. Honestly, because life will never be easy, but the reward will be so much greater when you just continue to keep going and be persistent and listen to phenomenal people who stepped into this space to being able to inspire and teach you what she've learned and what she's implemented into her life that makes her great today, like Miss Julie Danilov. So I wanted to ask, you know, if you can really write a letter to your father right now, what exactly would that letter be like?
Wow. Well, Dad, thank you for being a massive contribution to so many people's lives, family members, coworkers, your children, your wife. Thank you for being an exemplary example of a positive human being. And thank you for showing me the benefits of hard work. And thank you for waking up every day with a positive attitude. And I also want to mention one big thing that you have always done, and that is to move with joy. So thank you for, you know, in his early life, he was a wrestler. And then as he got older, he walked and walked up to 10 kilometers every single day. And that's a big piece of the longevity practice. Thank you for inspiring us all to get out there and to go biking and swimming and hiking and just enjoy our life through movement, because you really are so much stronger than any other person who's even younger than you. So thank you for that piece. And most of all, just thank you for your spirit. Thank you for being a person who is unabashedly loving. And you know, so often parents feel they have to discipline their children. And instead you felt that you never took out, I think one of the greatest things I want to say to you is that so many people take out their anger and frustration on their children. And instead you chose to give us love and to show us how to move in the world. And I'm just so emotional, it's hard to articulate how much that means to me. Because to have one person in your life create safety for you so that you feel that you can have a new way of moving through the world, and knowing that every time you have an opportunity to focus on that positive day will make all the difference in every person that you touch. So I've called him the sun in the center of many people's solar systems. Wow. He beams so much light. And I'm so grateful to bask in some sun for as long as we can have it. And I feel he's on the mend, and I'm so, so grateful. So yeah, thank you for a chance to ask him, or to say it to him directly. Thanks.
Welcome, and thank you, honestly, because there's so many people who really, really needed that at the moment. Miss Julie, And for you to really show that gratitude was just so powerful. It brought a tear to my eyes, you know, and I believe in, you know, when you're being emotional, it just brings a lot more strength than us to know that we just got to keep going for our family, you know, that they will pull through, you know, or God may have greater plans for them. You know, we just have to continue to keep staying focused as you're doing, you know, and the work you're doing is just magnificent, honestly. And that's, you know, it's not just me saying that, but, you know, me really meaning that. You know, I don't know if you may get that told a lot, is that you are appreciated and you are, you know, you are somebody who is very powerful in such an extraordinary way and really helping so many women and men across the world, you know, even children, as you mentioned earlier, but most importantly, being that daughter, you know, and having that title is just so big, and knowing that, you know, you never forgot that you're still daddy's little girl. And I just want to commend you, you know, on that. And so many people will be touched. And when, you know, others that may listen to this will also may have a tear, and people that's listening right now, and it's nothing wrong with, you know, shedding a tear, you know, that's, you know, that makes us made a greater human to let that vulnerability and let that out sometimes, you know, so, because you just never know how you may touch the other person. So I thank you for really sharing that. And I just wanted to go on to just, so, you know, as we hear your journey and, you know, we know you have, you know, 3 books, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. So is there anything, like anything new has came up ever since, or any new programs you would like to share?
Yeah. Yeah, actually this fall, we're creating a 100-day transformation program that is so special, because over 100 days, it's long enough to create new habits. You know, when you do a diet, you typically last about a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks max, and then you fall off again. And 95% of people who go on a diet will not only gain the weight back, but often will put a few extra pounds on because they binge after they diet. So that's why I say, let's get rid of the diet altogether and embrace the live it, where we, instead of have this, like, I'm on the wagon, we start to imagine that we are actually on a wonderful time-space continuum where we just start to add in the good, and the bad just gently falls away as we create new delicious food that we prefer over those harmful foods that really hurt our health. So that's why I'm really excited about this fall, because this is the 5th year that my sister Lynn, my husband Alan, my nephew Tevan, my brother Shambu, all of these wonderful people, my friend Katie, who's a nutritionist, my naturopath, Lynn, we all get into this program, all 6 of us together, and we generate all this positive energy with the people who choose to join us and get coached by us. And we meet all the time. So we have 40 coaching calls through the time that we're together, so that you almost like showing up to a support group. You can, whenever you're in having like a weak moment, or you need that love and support, or you need that breakthrough, you need that positive vibe, you just pick up the phone, pick up the computer, and tune in. And that way you can really catch it in the bud, be reinfused with positive energy, so that you stay the course and finally have the breakthrough in your health that you deserve. Because so many people have had extraordinary breakthroughs, broken up with addictive foods and had amazing weight loss, pain reduction. They just feel so much more positive, clear-headed, and they're able to take on their dreams. Because let's face it, the health you're after is the gateway to everything you want in your life. If you want more energy, if you want more money, if you want better relationships, you want more patience, you want more happiness, get your health sorted. Because when your body is strong and your brain is clear, all of a sudden accessing everything else, the path becomes razor focused, because you've got the energy and the clarity to manifest the next step. That's why I'm like, whatever you want, anything you want, your health comes first. And that's why I created the 100-Day Transformation Program. And thanks so much for letting me talk about it.
I love that. So where exactly, you know, for those who may be interested and want to join and really get
connected? Well, people can actually book a call to see whether it's a good fit for them. And we'll provide a link to go check out the program details. And then we'll also, within that, you can see where you can click on a link and schedule a call if it really works for you that you want to consider the program.
Awesome. All right, people, get on it. But I wanted to take some time, as you know, I do each and every show. Ms. Julia, I just wanted to really just say thank you to you to show up today and be present, honestly, and be, you know, be you and really sharing so many powerful insights and transformational tips and strategies really to helping people be not only the healthy version of themselves, but to live longer, you know, while doing that as well. Longevity is important, and
And we wanted to thank today's sponsors brought to you by Anchor.fm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's completely no charge. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone, tablet, or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, where it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and many more. Guys, it's everything you need to make a podcast. Honestly, it just takes for you to really get started. Go ahead and download the free Anchor app and go to anchor.fm and look forward to seeing you create your show. Yes. And our sponsors today brought to you by Spotify. You can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify also has a huge catalog of shows on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. On Spotify, you can follow your favorite shows so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline wherever you are. Easily share what you're listening to with friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for the Inspire Before We Expire podcast on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow me so you never miss an episode of the Inspire Before We Expire show. Let's get it.
I think that many people talk about that in today's age. So I'm glad that you really spoke on it, and even shouts out to you. Your father as well, who's a leader as well, and wishing him a very speedy recovery as he's 70. And, you know, us young people, we pray that we make it to see that age, you know, and that's what we mean about longevity. So, you know, 100 years old, and that's what I told somebody the other day, is that three number, when you're like Martha, it's 100 or 101, you're like, man, I done lived life. You know, honestly, I just think that's a blessing in disguise. And I believe many of us need to start speaking more life than we speak death into one another, honestly, because every day may have a challenge, but there's always something good out of it. You know, there's always an obstacle. Yesterday may have its obstacles, but today has its opportunities and possibilities. And Ms. Julie is providing you guys. So I advise you all to really take notes and to really implement it all to your life, to really help you become the best health version of yourself as well. So, Ms. Julie, as we get back into it, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. As we get back into it, as you mentioned breaking points and breakthroughs, what's one of the most memorable moments that you remember from one of your clients that was so extraordinary that, you know, it still lies within you to today? Like just that one moment where you seen them go from that breaking point where they felt like really giving up in their health, and whether it's losing weight or maybe trying to like get rid of chicken or something like that, you know, and just was going through that moment, or maybe mental illness or something, and you just seen them really just climb and rise every day. If you can share that with the people.
Sure. I'd love to talk about Mark. Mark was about 300 pounds. She had terrible pain. She could barely walk up the stairs without pain. She had a hard time holding and gripping and opening things. She couldn't really play with her grandchildren because she was so fragile and really weak. And then she embraced the wonderful transformative meals that heal qualities that I talk about, and all the healthy nutrition. And she got a personal trainer, and we worked with her. And within the year, she lost 100 pounds. And she actually just thrived. Her pain was way down, and she was able to fly over to Africa and build a library, which was a huge dream of hers, and donate 15,000 books to Africa. And she showed up, and she didn't have to have a seatbelt extender because she had really balanced her weight, and she felt so strong, so happy. And then when she actually flew home, I thought, wow, you know, it couldn't get much better. She had realized her dream. And you see how she manifested that huge contribution and that huge bucket list item of going to Africa and donating all these books, because she had lots of renewed energy and strength to do it. So it really contributed to her life, getting her health sorted. And then when she was home, I received a letter where she said, thank you, Julie. You know, my pain is down and I feel so good, and I'm playing with my grandkids and life is amazing. And I just ran half a marathon. You're like, what? How could I can't run a half a marathon? How did you run half a marathon? And that's because she got her health sorted so much. She worked on all the four pillars of longevity, right? She got her nutrition sorted. She started moving again. She got a trainer to fix a lot of her, rehabilitate a lot of her pain. And then she got really doubled down. She had a lot of faith, a lot of connection. She had a lot of good family. So she had all of her four pillars sorted. And then she had this huge health breakthrough that really allowed her to have a wonderful, fulfilled, happy life. So if that is as surprising to your listeners as it was to me, I hope people can see that they can transform their life at any age. Mark was 53 when she joined the program. So feel that you can start at any age. Like my dad, who recently had this health scare, we took his health to the next level, and he recently has lost 25 pounds. So it's so easy to just really have love and support to see the breakthrough happen. So that's where people get stuck, as they try to do it on their own. They lone wolf it. But when you get a good community going, that's when you get momentum and you get real energy and positivity to keep pushing. When it gets a little tougher, you'll have that oomph to really push through and make your dreams happen.
Love that. Big shout out to Mar as well for overcoming that health crisis and getting through that. I just think that's big. And even the donation and giving back, that's what I'm all about as well, is giving back. Now, you mentioned support system. I love that, because we know we can't do it alone, and we know that we're not alone in the journey. Can you explain, like, why is that really important in your life, and why should other people really consider, like, taking not for granted, but really appreciating those who buy them each and every step of the way?
Well, it's been proven that accountability is how we actually have a positive breakthrough in our lives. So whether you're addicted to a substance, like, let's look at how well 12-step programs work for people. When you have an addiction, one of the great ways to break up with that addiction is to have love and support and accountability in the program, because people can mirror back to you what you really need to heal. And it's just so positive. So within the food construct, I just want to say, people think, oh, there's addiction with gambling, or there's addiction with alcohol or drugs. People forget that there's an equal addiction to sugar, that sugar actually lights up your brain like cocaine. And so you can be very addicted to white flour, white sugar, or dairy. And we have to really have the same love and support to help you break up with those addictions. Food addictions can really bog you down over time. It's like death by a thousand cuts. You have all these bad meals accumulate, and oftentimes it really has a massive role in your inflammation and aging. So we want to really help support you and give you lots of substitutions so that your food tastes delicious, but it's also nutritious.
Love that. Delicious and nutritious.
Yes. You got to have both or you're not happy. It's got to be pleasurable in the moment and helping you long term, right? So it's pay me now and pay me later. If it's bad food, it's going to hurt you now and hurt you later. But if it's good food, you can go, oh yeah, I love the taste of that. And tomorrow you'll feel better, which is what we want. So those direct substitutions are great.
I love that. Ms. Julie, I wanted to share something with you. I just recently came from Dallas, Texas. I actually drove out there, you know, from Florida. And driving back was kind of a hassle for me. And I took some five-hour energy. And it just, it was my first time taking that. And it just really didn't make me, you know, it kind of made me more tired. And I just didn't know why. It's probably my first time taking it. But if you can input on that, and also what are some supplements or so that you would suggest for those who really like to be energized when maybe in the gym or maybe giving some speaking presentations or doing some coaching or so.
Mm-hmm. So with 5-hour energy, there's a lot of other ingredients in there that you probably had a reaction to. So if something's supposed to energize you and it actually makes you feel horrible, then it's often because your body's like red alert, like, what the heck did you just have? There's one of those ingredients I really don't like. So your actual reaction to it is your body just goes and crashes. So that's why Ritalin or Adderall works for little kids with hyperactivity. Did you know it's a profound stimulant? But to those kids, it's so strong that it crashes their nervous system and makes them calm and focused. So that's probably the reaction you had to this 5-hour energy. So instead of going bang with a punch, we want to have some more gentle, gentle energizers. And one of the great, cheap, easy ones that are available everywhere is obviously green tea, because green tea has some caffeine, but it has a lot of other things that help to gently lift your energy. Even better than that, because people with thyroid issues have to kind of watch green tea because it's actually quite high in fluoride. Yerba mate is Lynn's favorite, my sister's favorite. Yerba mate is this really cool herb from Latin America that gives you piles of energy, but doesn't have that crash afterwards the way coffee or 5-hour energy would. It's just a really nice, gentle lift. And then you can also use ginseng, because ginseng gives you a natural lift without a crash. So that's some of my favorites.
For those who may be, thank you for sharing that as well. I love that. And for those who may have trouble, like maybe sleeping at night, maybe a long day work or at the office or so, what advice would you give for them? And what should they really, you know, would you consider like melatonin or so like that? Or what would you advise for them to take to help them sleep better and more peacefully?
Well, one thing I've noticed, because I've really got a triggered nervous system right now, having been in the hospital a great deal with my dad, is that you have to calm down your nerves because you might be like totally wired. That's why my brother, thank goodness, is a yoga instructor. So he taught me some yoga techniques and some deep breathing helps to relax you so that you can actually drift off to sleep. We also want to consider getting away from bright screens because it's so easy to get into bed and watch television or watch your phone or watch an iPad. If you can let go of that and instead do some gentle yoga poses before bed, it helps to really downregulate you. And if you're someone who doesn't know yoga or comfortable with yoga, even having a really hot bath with some lavender drops in the bathtub will help to chill you right out. Even just that smell of the relaxing lavender helps to sort of lull you out. That's really nice. Now, my only issue with melatonin is you can start to need more and more of it. So that is an emergency measure that I'll use. Like if I have television the next day and I'm nervous about going on TV, I might have 1 milligram of liquid magnesium or liquid melatonin along with some magnesium because that helps you sleep deeply. But don't overuse it. Really more focus on natural things that relax your nervous system. And one of the great things that they've shown for sleep is actually pumpkin seeds. Pumpkin seeds help you make more of your own melatonin. And also cherries help you make, actually are naturally high in melatonin and help you get a deep sleep. So having dessert of some pumpkin seeds and some cherries at around 7 o'clock at night is actually going to help you sleep better.
Awesome. And for those who may have a low immune system, what advice would you give to them to improve on that?
Yeah, to improve your immune system, you may want to look at elderberry extract. Elderberries have been shown to really boost your immune system and cut colds and flus in half. So instead of being off work for 6 days, you'll get back to work as early as 2 days after you've come down with a cold or a flu. So elderberries are delicious. They are in a great tasting syrup. My favorite is Nature's Way. Sambucus is the name brand. And that's the Latin name for elderberries. So that's one of my great tips.
Awesome. So many great tips. And thank you for sharing all of those.
Yeah, my pleasure.
So Ms. Julie, what do you feel like your superpower is?
touching people with inspiration that food heals. So being a food lover and a food advocate and having people see my enthusiasm until they catch fire and have their own enthusiasm. So I'm here to stand and say, it works until you try it on for yourself. And then when you feel it, you're like, oh, this is awesome. And then you pay it forward. So I hope that, yeah, my veggies are my superpower.
So we're about 5 months away from the new year, correct? Or 5 to 6 months. 2020, we're going to be out of teens officially. What are you looking to really, really achieve? And what's that main goal on your list to really get done by that, if you want to share with the people or so?
I really want to help people break up with sugar. That's why I'm so glad we brought it up first and foremost. So my next big project is going to help people find sweetness in their life in other ways so that they can break up with, I think, the most inflammatory substance in our food supply. Because refined sugar is added into so many foods secretly. You know, whether it be your ketchup, whether it be your breakfast cereal, there's areas that you're like, why is sugar in this? But it is. But there's healthy ways that you can get around it. And that's really my mission for the next year. So that's my next big project is let's all go sugar-free together.
Congratulations to you all that you achieve and continuing to achieve and the woman you're continuously becoming. So it's interesting that you said that about sugar and these certain. I noticed that because I was having like waffles the other day and I had, you know, syrup, and I know it's a lot of sugar in syrup and I don't really get a good reaction. So I'm like, you know, let me just start eating. What would you advise, like, to really, instead of putting syrup on your waffles or pancakes, what would you say to really, you know, for more healthier way for a person to really,
Try adding the non-calorie sweetener to your nut butter and have some of that, and then add some jam. So sugar-free jam. How you make sugar-free jam is you just take some fruit, some apples, some berries, and you cook it down on the stove into your own fruit syrup. And that's completely natural and doesn't have any added sugars to it. And that makes a delicious syrup. It's so tasty to put on your waffles, your pancakes. And that helps you break up with like the really serious, like, look at syrup, flip it over. It's either high fructose corn syrup, or it's white refined sugar or glucose syrup. Like, you'll see sugar under many different names, but it all creates that inflammation of the brain that leaves you tired, that leaves you moody, cranky. You don't need any of that. You want to have something feel good in the moment where you're like, oh, it's delicious, but also feel fantastic 2 hours later and the next day.
Awesome. So I know we have a few more minutes left and I'm really loving this interview so far. Your second time on the show. I just want to say thank you again for really being present and making time out your busy schedule. So is this something that we made in, you know, that you would like to share that you haven't got to share maybe on the last interview, or just something with someone in such a long time or so? Feel free to just take the floor.
I think a big one that I'd love to share is when you in fact are confused about where to start, stop. Instead of feeling like I have to cut everything out, trust that if you start to put the good in, it'll be the most incredible influence and it'll push out the bad naturally. And that way it's not forcing. You're not in a diet prison or diet that's feeling like restraining. So we start by putting in more and more veggies and more fruits that knock out the white flour and the white sugar. And that feels more natural. That feels like more of a gentle shift. because radical shift will often leave you feeling like, it's too much, and you feel overwhelmed, where a natural gradual shift can feel very authentic. And that's, I think, when I stopped dieting and I started to just eat for health, and I said, I'm just going to eat to get healthy, my whole paradigm changed. Because I do feel that dieting really is a short-term thing that backfires, where really focusing on, I just want to eat the healthiest menu I can afford. And believe that you can do it on a budget. Because I know, like, my sister is a primary example. I know when I was in college and really on a budget, like such a shoestring, when you shop in bulk and you use every little bit up, the average person actually wastes 40% of their food. They throw it away. So if we use 95% of our food and we don't have any waste, we can afford slightly better ingredients because we've saved all that money. So definitely keep that in mind. Just whatever you haven't eaten up for dinner can be breakfast or lunch the next day. So you never waste anything that you make, and you really economize your time.
Yes, that's awesome. So what advice would you give to some younger woman looking to follow a similar path and be that nutrition expert that you are today? And, you know, what steps would you tell them to really allowing them to really go for it and not just really talk about it?
Yeah, I think it's really just sharing what you know and trusting that you already have more knowledge than a lot of your friends, family, and new people out there, so that you don't get scared that you don't know enough, but that you know enough to be a contribution to others. And really, obviously, jumping now, we have social media. I would encourage people to follow me on Instagram. It's my favorite place to share, which is just my name, at Julie Danluck. And that's Danilluk. And if people want to just be inspired on how they can build up their feed, really ask a lot of questions when you're on social media. Instead of it just being a share about what you're up to, make it an open dialogue where you ask somebody, how do you feel? What are some of the great habits you've gotten into? Because it's going to do two things. One, you're going to learn from them. So it's an exchange. It's a dialogue. And two, you're going to engage more people than it just being you talking up on high and them like being the student. You want to come down and meet people where they're at and have that nice open dialogue and trust that people have a real innate intelligence and they'll be attracted to authenticity. That's why I'm so tickled that you love to talk to me, because let's face it, you're a young, hip, attractive guy. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, because we have to let go of age, we have to let go of gender, and really just start to see each other as the spirits that we are, and that we can be a contribution to each other's lives.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that information. I think that's just phenomenal. You're right, because so many people, they want to share it, but the engagement is important. And I think most people need to really take in and implement that. So that was a great, great pointer. And we're about to close out. So I was going to ask, I'm not sure if I asked last time, the last interview, but 10 years from now, you know, gratefully, what exactly do Ms. Julie Danluck mostly want to be remembered for in health and also in career as well?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to have a global movement of people who trust that their health is their wealth. And I'd love to be the work. So be the stand, be the example, where I'm a free diver so that I'm diving the oceans and having such a good time and having that work-life balance that I'm constantly striving for. And that I'm able to be a contribution to the next generation, because I think that's exceptionally important. Having watched how big an influence my father is to me, my mother is to me, to have that influence to the next generation is really important. So yeah, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to pay it forward.
Absolutely. Before we get out of here, I know you shared your Instagram earlier. You can share your website, any upcoming events, or other programs. Remind them up. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Everything is available at juliedanilak.com. If you can't remember that, know that I also have a great website called hotdetox.com. So it's really easy to find me. And also all my social media is pretty much at Julie Danilak. So you just have to remember my name. Luckily, my name's unusual enough. Yeah, Julie Danilak, D-A-N-I-L-U-K. And you'll be able to find me on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, you name it. So I look forward to interacting with all of you there. And thank you so much for this hour, because it's been a juicy one, a soul-searching one.
Thank you as well for your time today, most importantly. And I'm grateful to be connected and really build a lifetime friendship with you. Honestly, I really admire you as a person. I admire your work and how you're so humble about the steps that you're taking and really helping people live their best and healthy life yet. You know, I never really met, I've came across a lot of nutrition experts, but you bring it down so pure. You could tell this is something that, you know, been embodied within you, you know, shared from maybe your father, from, you know, some mentors, and you just took it and you just developing something new. And that's why I love to really talk to you and things like that, because you're a great person all around, and the energy will always be the same and it'll continue to elevate. It would never decrease. And I'm just glad that, you know, to have you on the show, and I'm looking for many, many more to come. And I just wanted to say, you know, to keep up the astounding work and continue to do, you know, what you do best. And that's really inspiring before we expire in health and nutrition and culinary and TV and as a bestseller author as well. Can't forget that, you know, and as a daughter, as a family woman, sister, you know, and just a Jesus-fearing individual. So I thank you for your time. And guys, there you have it. I want you all to really, really connect with Miss Julie Danilak. She's amazing. She's a phenomenal individual who's doing some tremendous work in the communities and around the world. She travels, so you might see her in your country. I believe she's based in Toronto as well, correct? You know, so if you see her, and please just speak and smile and give her some, you know, some conversation. You know, it's always good to engage with those, because we're never strangers. We just come across each other's paths when the man above allow us to. So, remember to follow her on Instagram. And I hope this information brought you so much value, love, wisdom, and light today. Also, get her books, The Hot Detox, and also Meals That Heal Inflammation on her website as well. And also just stay tuned for her continuous journey, the amazing work she's doing. Thank you so much for your time, Ms. Julie. Terrell Sumter, she's the one and only phenomenal, phenomenal Ms. Julie Danilak. And this is the Inspire Before We Expire, and we're out. Woo!